Eddie Chavez. Ruben Nava. And Jesse Romero. Jesus 911.
Good morning, Jesus 911 listeners. This is Eddie Chavez. My partner Jess Romero is on the other line, and I just wanted to say good morning on this Friday morning, and say that I am reporting for duty. Jess, are you out there?
I'm 10-8 reporting for duty, sir.
This is a show where three Catholic men tell us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God. And Jess, we got some good topics, but before we get to them, let's, because it's the end of the week and we always need to say, let's say a St. Michael prayer.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Bear defense against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl around the world seeking the ruin and destruction of souls. Amen. Okay, Jess, we got a good show today. We have some good topics that we're going to tackle. And
Let's jump right into it.
Yeah, let's jump right in. The first one is an exorcist says there's a demon that targets the family. This is very important, Jess. This is what we do when... This is what we do here at Jesus 911. We specialize in warning the faithful in things that are not people are not usually informed about. So here's one of those instances.
Ruben, I mean, Eddie, here's the way I look at what we're doing here in Jesus 911, just so people know. In the Old Testament, there was these men called the watchmen. They used to sit and perch on top of the walls in Jerusalem. So you'd work in shifts. When you saw the enemy approaching Jerusalem, the men that were on the walls, they had trumpets. They would call them shofars. It was like a horn of an animal's horn. When they would see the enemy advancing into Jerusalem, the men, it was their job, but they're called the watchmen. That was their official title. They would start blowing the horns. That way they would know to close all the gates around Jerusalem, and all the men would come out and start strap on their war gear. That's what you and me and Ruben are doing here. We're simply watchmen. We're perched high on the city walls, and we're warning people, okay, this is coming down the pike. Okay, this is coming down the pike. Strap it on. That's what we're doing.
Exactly.
I just had to kind of set it up.
That's what we mean when we say, you know, put it in your war bag and prepare, because we are in battle. So let's go to this, Jess. There's a demon that specializes in attacking the family, said exorcist Cesar Trucchi. I think that's how you pronounce the name, a priest who participated in a 2015 course on exorcism held in Rome. Father Trucchi warned that everything that is harming the family, including divorce, pleases the devil. Speaking to the Italian weekly Tempi in 2015, the priest said that there is a demon who specializes in the attack on the family, also cited in the story of Tobias, called Asmodeus. Go to the foot.
That's
of the cross.
The book in the Old Testament.
Yes.
That the Protestants don't have, right? So they don't know about this enemy.
That's right. It's Asmodeus. It's a huge enemy of the faithful, Jess. In the Old Testament book, the demon is known to have killed seven of Sarah's husbands and was chained in the desert by Saint Raphael. There's a prayer reference right there. The demon is present in many exorcisms, Father Trucchi said.
Let me just comment. That's something very interesting. That's why you notice in a lot of our prayers, in precatory and deprecatory prayers in the Catholic Church, there's always the language of, you know, Jesus bind the demon, you know, Our Lady bind him. Where does that whole thing bind him come from? It comes from the book of Tobit right there, where St. Raphael, this archangel, chains the demon. That's the same thing, chain bind. And so you'll find, especially if those of you that are praying the Auxilium Christianorum prayers every night, you'll find that there's a lot of the prayers there that are written by the team of exorcists, where it says, you know, Our Lady bind him, you know, that reference comes on over and over again. Well, it comes from the Bible. Okay. So as Catholics, everything we say and pray has a biblical basis.
Jess, and you know what? Yeah. And you know, and Satan Raphael is an eternal being. He's an angel. He's an archangel. So therefore, what goes on in heaven, we have to emulate. So that's a good example for us too. And we have to remember this demon Asmodeus is strictly anti-family. That's what we need to be aware of.
Yeah, that's his job assignment, is to destroy the family. And guess what? He's using Planned Parenthood. He's using, the whole Playboy penthouse hustler. He's using, the entire, prophylactic industry. He's using the LGBT movement. He's using, again, sex slave. Anything that has to do with sexual perversion, Asmodeus is behind it, and we reject him, rebuke him, renounce him in Jesus' name. Go to the foot of the cross that he may do with you as he wills. Amen.
Amen. The priest recalled encountering the demon, Asmodeus, in exorcisms by Father Gabriel Amorth and Father Francisco Bamonte, who he assisted. The recently deceased Father Amorth was a renowned exorcist in Rome who has performed an estimated 70,000 exorcisms over the course of 29 years. The rite is administered. It is counted as one instance. He says, I remember a young couple, very united, who wanted to get married. However, the woman had to undergo an exorcism to be set free, Father Turki said. The demon was furious and threatened Father Amorth in order to prevent the marriage. Otherwise, he would kill the young woman. Obviously, it was a threat from the liar, the father of lies, which in fact never happened. And so, Jess, we have to keep in mind that the demons can only work in the context of our personal conditions of serious sin. So we can assume that if we're not in serious sin, we can assume they are harmless liars. That's what's the beautiful thing about this.
And something also here, very interesting, this article basically segues or comports to what Our Lady of Fatima said. She said that the final attack, or Sister Lucia said, one of the seers, she said the final attack from Satan before the second coming of Christ will be against the family. So, and we're seeing it right now. We're seeing an attack on the family like we've never seen it. And Eddie, I mean, I'm talking about good Catholic families.
Sure.
The devil will try to find the weak link in the family and go after them. I mean, good, pious Catholic couples that say, Jess, my kid is on the verge of committing suicide. My daughter's a runaway. She's being pimped out. I mean, these are good Catholic families. And somebody gets picked off. And right. That's why as Catholics, I'm just promoting those prayers, the daily rosary and the Auxilium Christianorum prayers, live in a state of grace everywhere I go, because I know that the attacks from this demon are as they say, fast and furious.
Jess, why go after somebody that's already in your camp? Why go to a liberal, leftist type of Catholic who already believes in the things that are against the faith? They go against it must be the final time, Jess, because he's going after, like you said, the Orthodox Catholics.
I'm just quoting Sister Lucia.
Yeah,
she's way above my pay group. This is what she said is going to happen before the second coming of Christ: an acute attack on the family. And I think, Eddie, that we're seeing the biggest attack of the family that we've ever seen in any generation. And I can back it up when you look at Supreme Court decisions against the family starting in 1960.
Absolutely.
Let's jump right in here.
Yes.
Let me pick this up here. It says, in that regard, the priest added that the devil also seeks to attack the family through, here it is, ideologies and lifestyles. That's how he's attacking our kids. As well as individualistic thinking, that's moral relativism. I'm right. You know, I don't appeal to anything else other than my own mind, individualistic thinking, and the spread of divorce. Here it says, they think if I don't like my husband anymore, I would be better off divorcing, but they forget about the consequences to the children and society. This mentality that works against the family pleases the devil. He knows that a man who's alone, without any points of references, is manipulable and unstable. Even today, and the writer puts, and I'm more than 50 years old, okay? Even today, and I'm more than 50 years old, it says, just thinking that my mother and father love each other forever, I find comfort and courage. In contrast, the children of separated parents are more fragile and wavering.
Yep.
In 2014, Pope Francis gave an address to the Charismatic Renewal, in which he pointed out that the devil seeks to destroy families because that is where Jesus grows, in the midst of the love of the spouses and in the lives of their children. And that statement makes sense to me. The Pope Francis said he grows in the love of the spouses. He grows in the lives of the children, and that's why the enemy attacks the family so much. The devil does not love the family. He seeks to destroy it. He wants to eliminate love there. I would just add one more thing from Theology of the Body. The reason the Pope hates the family, because the family is the image of God, the Trinity.
The devil hates.
St. Augustine says that the family in Latin is ultra trinitus, which means another trinity. There's a lover, there's a beloved, and then there is the fruit of that love between the lover and the beloved. So the Trinity is a representative of the Trinity of God, the Trinity in heaven. And this is why the devil hates the family. It's a reminder of the Trinity. Eddie?
Yes, and the domestic church is something we have to consider here, because the domestic church is where faithful Catholics come from, and it's where the priests come from, Jess. And if he can affect the domestic family, which we all have to build in our own homes, then he can affect the world by this, and that's why it's important.
That's right. Eddie, we're going to be moving on to another topic. Can demons cause confusion? Ponder that for a second. You're listening to Jesus 911 Soul Patrol. Our call letters are John 3:16. If you guys want to call in with a comment or you want to call dispatch, call us up 888-526-2151. We're going to be examining, can demons cause confusion? Also, we're going to be taking a look at Celine Dion, baptized Catholic. Guess what? Looks like she's apostatized. She's run away from the family of God. We'll tell you what she's about these days. And then at the end, guess what? The Vatican's training more priests to be exorcists because exorcism is on the rise. We'll be right back.
Amen.
This is Jesse Romero.
And I'm Terry Barber.
From the Terry and Jesse Show. And we invite you to listen to the Holy Hour of Power, High Energy Catholic Radio. We're two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. We're on Monday through Friday on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
What we're going to give you is masculine Catholic teachings on the faith. You know, we say we're too inspired to be tired, we're too protected to be dejected, and we're too renewed to be subdued. Why? Because we believe in Jesus Christ and His bride, the Church. And we will take each issue of the day and show you how the Catholic Church has the answer for our culture. What we really do is bring men back into the Catholic Church, which it's about time to do. We want men to be leaders in their Catholic faith so that they can bring their family to heaven.
Our program is not right versus left, it's right versus wrong. And our program is where Catholicism and culture intersect. It's High Energy Catholic Radio.
We're going to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and His bride, the Church.
The Terry and Jesse Show on the Virgin Most Powerful app.
In 1 Corinthians 13:13, St. Paul says, "So there abide faith, hope, and love, these three." According to St. Ignatius of Antioch, faith is the beginning and love is the end. And God is the two of them brought into unity. Then comes everything else that makes up a Christian. May God grant that we may attain all the virtues that make for authentic followers of His Son.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Welcome back. Jesus 911 here. We are giving faithful Catholics something to put in their war bag, something they can use wherever they go. Jess, we're going to introduce another topic. Can demons cause confusion? Yeah.
Eddie, let me jump in. People are asking in the chat, where did I get the prayers from? Yeah. the prayers, you can get them from the internet. They're called, I'll say it slowly, Auxilium, that's Latin, Christianorum.org. AuxiliumChristianorum.org. And you can put those prayers on your iPhone. You can put them on your computer. For those of you that have my book, Lord, Prepare My Hands for Battle, they're on page 117. I got permission to put them in my book.
Just also, real quick, there's an app that you can put on your phone that leads you daily to the prayers. It's wonderful. Just download it.
Just click on the app and it just opens it up here. Yeah, real quick, let me just mention also, Eddie, I just want to thank the people that invited me last night to Mount Claret Retreat Center. I want to give a shout out to Mary Conway. It was a really good event last night on spiritual warfare. The people were fired up. Thank you, Mary. You're doing good work out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hope we can keep networking and evangelizing out here. And also this Saturday, I'm going to be at the St. Mary Center in Superior, Arizona. It's 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a day of renewal, sharing the good news with others, spiritual warfare, how to live in a state of grace, and also looking for people to come with me to Poland, May 13th to the 22nd. The flyer's on my website. Let's go and see. Let's come with me to Catholic Disneyland. You're going to get the tour of your life over May 13th to the 22nd. All the information's on my website. Just download the flyer. Eddie, what about confusion? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, just so can demons cause confusion? Here's something that we need to talk about. And let's hear what Father Ripberger says. Father Ripberger.
Well, let's go to the experts, right?
Yeah, let's go to see what he does. This is what he says. He says, ordinary diabolic influence includes confusion. Demons will make people confused, give them anxiety, fear, and deep depression. And so, Jess, you know, this is something that I think is very common with people that are coming to the church who believe they're possessed, and may or may not be, but they believe they are. This is something that goes across the board, Jess. Everybody's confused, either about their sexuality, about the love of a spouse, the love of a boyfriend or girlfriend.
About church teaching.
Everything, Jess.
Remember, like Dan says, you know, the demon comes in through sin and stays in through heresy.
Exactly.
And remains through heresy. Here's another heavy hitter about on the topic of confusion. Father Mendoza Pantoja, he's the exorcist for the Diocese of Mexico, the capital, DF. In an interview, he said this: what the devil is interested in is to confuse us, either by making us believe that he doesn't exist, and that since he doesn't exist, neither do hell and heaven. The important part is the first sentence. What the devil is interested in is to confuse us. So we got two exorcists, Eddie, that are saying the same thing, that this is one of the ways that the demon operates on the human mind, confusion.
Yeah, Jess, and you know, if he can convince those Catholics that have not been well catechized in their life, if he can convince those that are on the edges of Catholic teaching, then you know what? He can convince them there's no heaven, there's no hell, and everything is just a crapshoot, really.
That's right. Was there another heavy hitter, Eddie? That
yeah,
on this
yes,
topic on
definitely.
Confusion?
Cardinal Raymond Burke.
Top of the food chain.
Yeah, he is. He says this, but let me make clear that confusion is never a good. Confusion is the work of the devil. Mm. It always has been, and it always will be. He said to a burst of applause. Jess, this is the devil's, and I heard somebody say it the other day on the chat, the devil's favorite color is gray. That's why.
Yeah,
nothing's
that's
black
why
and white.
One of the most diabolical movies that has come out, Eddie, in recent years is called 50 Shades of Gray.
Absolutely.
Straight out diabolical. All the sexual perversion that it intimates for young people. And talking about confusion, Eddie, I remember also that Sister Lucia Fatima, rest in peace, she also used a term in one of her writings between 1969 and 1971. She wrote these letters to some of the prelates in the Vatican and to the Pope, and she used this phrase in her letters, diabolical disorientation. So that phrase that's used oftentimes by Catholics, diabolical disorientation, it originates from Sister Lucia Fatima. She's the one that coined the term in her writings from 1969 to 1971. So once again, diabolical disorientation, that's another way of saying confusion.
Exactly.
And here's one more, Eddie. I'll go right to the top of the food chain. You're going to say, come on, Jess. What's higher than Father Ripperger, Father Mendoza, and Cardinal Burke? Who's higher than that? I found somebody higher than that.
Okay.
The Bible. Okay, here it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I just found it right now during the break. I said, is there something on confusion? I looked it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. In the RSV, it reads like this. Quote, "For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace."
Hey, that's why we love Jess Romero at Virgin Most Powerful Radio, because even though we, you know, he's been doing this for years, the fact is he can zoom in on something like this, and that's what's beautiful. Thank you, Jess. Yeah. So, Jess, let's go on to the next topic. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just let's just throw some things out there, okay, Eddie, that would fall under these categories. I'll tell you one thing: same-sex marriage, confusion. That's diabolical confusion. Sure. You know something else? Medical marijuana, diabolical confusion. Not true.
Transgenderism.
Abortion is health care. diabolical confusion. That's not true. Mm-hmm. Euthanasia. Diabolical confusion. That's not true. Socialism is good for people. Diabolical confusion. That's not true. Infanticide. Diabolical confusion. That's not true. Idols in the Vatican Garden. Diabolical confusion. That's not true. I mean, Ed, we could go on. I mean, people say, pornography, it's good for you. It's good for young boys. Really? Diabolical confusion. That's not true. Transgender bathrooms. Diabolical confusion. That's not true. Sex. The list goes on.
Sure.
I mean, we're laughing here because I don't want to cry. That's why. That's why I'm laughing.
Jess, some of these things should be bringing tears to our eyes. We should actually devote prayers to these things because this is destroying our society. Look, what's really happening is the remnant that God talks about. The remnant is being formed. That we have to give thanks for that because you know what, Jess? The reality is those uncatechized Catholics who reject the teachings of the church, they're eliminating themselves from being part of that remnant. And what God is doing is forming his church. This is the beauty of what's happening. If you can have a silver lining to all of this.
Yeah. Eddie, and also something very important for us as Catholics, again, as the Bible said, God's not the God of confusion. What does God want? Order. One of the things that, you know, Kyle and Dan have brought up is that you'll notice that people that are possessed, when they're interviewing him, man, you've done intakes too. You've done your fair share of intakes. You'll notice that their thoughts are confused. They're all over. They're divided thoughts. They can't even concentrate and focus on something. They're just jumping around. That confusion, again, that's another symptom of the diabolical. But here's a bit of good news before we jump onto the next topic. You're going to like this. I got some good intel. Really good intel that the night before the Amazonian Synod in the Vatican, the night before, across the street in a big basilica right across the street from the Vatican, there was dozens of young Catholic priests that were doing exorcism prayers over the Vatican in response to what was going to go on the next day.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, Eddie, and you even see the person who threw the Pachamama idols into the Tiber, 26-year-old guy. There's a good revolution from young Catholics who are saying, you know what? That's it.
Enough
we're
is enough.
With the nonsense.
Yeah, enough is enough, Jess.
Yeah, so I'm just saying there's some good stuff happening in the midst of some of this diabolical disorientation. All right, go ahead, Eddie. Take it away.
Yeah. Okay, so the next topic is Exorcist warns about Celine Dion's occult children's clothing. And he said, I'm convinced that the way this gender thing has spread is demonic. Okay? So this is what this is how the article starts off. Iconic singer Celine Dion was raised Catholic, but her just released New World Order themed gender neutral clothing for children indicates she has gone to the dark side. Her grand unveiling included a disturbing video of her breaking into a hospital nursery. Now, there's a link to it so you can check it out. The babies are all dressed in pink and blue, the way things should be. Dion pulls out a handful of black sparkles and blows them into the air, causing all the pink and blue outfits to become black and white, gender neutral pieces.
Just Eddie, that to me was, again, smack. That smacks of magic, you know, like witchcraft.
Exactly.
That section there, when I watched it in the video, I'm saying this woman, this former Catholic, has been influenced by witchcraft. Continue.
Yes. Okay, she says, or this is what the article says. When security guards catch and handcuff Dion, she says, "It's okay, it's okay. I'm Celine Dion. I can't believe they called security. I'm not spending the night in jail." Jess, here's another demonic thing here. Pride. I'm Celine Dion. You can't arrest me for doing something bad. Mm. That's part of it.
Absolutely. Yep.
So she says, so the article goes on. It says, Dion parted with Nunu's alternative clothing, calling themselves a name of the same type.
I think it's called Celine Nunu.
Celine Nunu.
Apparently, this is apparently a new age company that's into alternative clothing. Celine Dion has used her celebrity status to merge with this company. So now this new age company called Nununus has merged with Celine Dion. Now they're calling it Celine Nununu. So, and according to the website of this merge company between this you know, superstar Celine Dion and this new age company, here's what the website says, quote, "Celine Nununu liberates children from the traditional roles of boy, girl, and enables younger people to grow on values of equality with the freedom, strengthen their own power of personality based on mutual respect," close quote. So Celine Dion, Eddie, is using her star power, and she's merged with a new age company, which again is diabolical because the new age movement draws its power from the diabolical. And now she's using her star power and her fame to try to promote this transgender line of clothing to continue the confusion of young boys and girls in our society so that they can decide what they want to be instead of living according to their chromosomes. And this is very sad, the way the devil uses star power like Celine Dion oftentimes to confuse so many people. On the other hand, I mean, sometimes there's some victories. Like, for example, you got Kanye West who's all of a sudden coming out very strong as an evangelical Christian, saying Jesus is King, just came out with a new album. So, you know, you got these stars that are either going to be brought in by God or brought in by Satan, but they're not going to be left neutral, Eddie.
That's right, Jess. They are definitely an influence on the society. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus 911 will be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome to our January 11th, 2020 Spiritual Warfare Conference. Every year without fail, this is our most popular, well-attended event. This year's Spiritual Warfare Conference will host Adam Bly, a Catholic demonologist and an auxiliary member of the International Association of Exorcists, along with Dr. Luis Sandoval, a psychiatrist who's part of the Healing, Deliverance, and Exorcism team for the Diocese of Orange. These two gentlemen bring tons of experience and expertise in the area of spiritual warfare. This is going to be a high-information Catholic seminar. I'll be there as well, sharing some riveting stories on the diabolical and liberation found through Jesus Christ from my best-selling book, The Devil in the City of Angels. Mark your calendars, come and join us, and meet other radio hosts from Jesus 911. Contrary to popular belief, spiritual warfare is not demon-centered. It's Christ-centered. Come join us and learn how to armor up and fight the good fight of faith. Catholics, wake up. Don't hit the snooze button. Join us at St. Christopher Catholic Church, 629 South Glendora Avenue, West Covina, California, on January 11, 2020. See you then. Strength and honor in Jesus' name.
This is Terry Barber. I want to invite you to take advantage of having your funeral or your loved one's funeral at the Sacred Heart Chapel in downtown Covina. It's a 115-year-old church, beautiful chapel. And all you got to do is call me at 661-972-7872, and I'll personally make the arrangements with your mortuary to have your funeral or your loved one's funeral here at Sacred Heart Chapel. You won't regret it. 661-972-7872. God love you.
Mm-hmm.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Welcome back, Jesus 911 here. Jess and I are still giving you guys information for the war bag. Jess, we are in an article now about Celine Dion, who has a lot of influence on today's society. I mean, she merged with a new age company, and now they're kind of trying to push these, $77 for a baby blanket with skulls and $161 for a jacket that looks like a trash bag. So this is what we're dealing with here with this new company and this new push for.
They are some ugly,
yeah, very
pieces
ugly
of clothing. I don't know how anybody could dress their baby in these. They look like Santa Muerte clothing, like, you know, something from the Mexican cartels. It's just dark. It's just, and I'll tell you what's so, well, here, and here's what the article says also. It describes it. It says, Nununu's own line includes sheep with patches over one eye and crossbones, large Illuminati eyes, and lots of skulls. One pair of sweatpants has a number 3 on one knee and a 6 on the other knee. 3 sixes. Boys are dressed as gangsters and girls with H.O. emblazoned on shirts. Thinking perhaps I missed out on something, I checked both the Urban Dictionary and Merriam-Webster's for the definition. H.O. is a noun, which is an alteration of a prostitute, a hooker, a tramp, a whore, often offensive, according to the dictionary. The catalog scenes are creepy. One child is made up with a skull face and another as Edward Scissorhands with dark eyes and long metal nails. There are dolls' heads with vacant expressions, skeletal hands forming the shape of a heart. You get the idea. Eddie, here's what I see. Catholics have the fullness of truth, but when a Catholic apostatizes, what does that mean? When they reject their faith, they become very evil. And there's an old saying from the church fathers that says, it's a Latin phrase, which says, corruptio optimi pessima, which means the corruption of the best is the worst. In other words, in the Catholic faith, when you follow the church's teachings and you pursue to live in a state of grace and pursue a life of virtue and moral excellence, it produces people like St. Mother Teresa, St. Faustina, St. Maximilian Kolbe. The list goes on and on, okay? That's what Catholicism can produce because of the sanctifying graces which flow through the seven sacraments. However, when you're a Catholic and you turn your back on the Catholic Church and on Jesus Christ, you fall into corruptio optimi pessima. The corruption of the best is the worst. In other words, I've seen Catholics, when they turn away from the faith, Eddie, they not only become bad, they become wicked. I'll give you some examples. Chapo Guzman, baptized Catholic. He's not bad. He's wicked. Adolf Hitler, baptized Catholic. He's not bad. He was wicked. Joseph Stalin, baptized Catholic. He's not bad. He's wicked. This is why, as a Catholic, this is not something to play around with. If you don't embrace the Catholic faith, you will be corrupted by the devil because the devil says, man, he's got the indelible mark of God in his soul. He's turned his back on God. Oh, man, am I going to get this guy and make him my puppet and my servant? The devil will go after the person with the indelible mark that now chooses to live in mortal sin and make them not bad, Eddie, wicked. And right now, Celine Dion, she's moved from bad, Eddie, to wicked to what she's doing.
Absolutely, Justin. You know, we could tell the marks of the evil one. We could tell the mark of the enemy because, like Dan and Kyle told us from Libre Cristo, that whenever there's signs of death, signs of plain out death, that you can tell it comes from the demonic. And here we have skull-like face. We have dolls with vacant expressions, skeletal hands. These things are all demonic characteristics that we can assume have to do with going over all the way, not being bad, but being wicked.
That's right. Well, we continue. The article says, Celine Dion explained during an interview with CNN that the gender-neutral clothing was inspired after taking her twin sons to Disney World and they wanted to meet princesses and Minnie Mouse. She took that as a cue that they're finding themselves. That's a big leap. The article says Disney princesses are highly commercialized and big deal amongst children. So, Eddie, let's go to an exorcist perspective. He's the oldest exorcist in the country. What does he have to say about all this?
Yeah, this is from Monsignor John Essef, Father Essef, who was once a spiritual director of St. Teresa of Calcutta. Just, he has been a priest for over 65 years and an exorcist in the Diocese of Scranton, Pennsylvania for over 40 years. So this guy with some experience, Jess, okay? He's a founder of Passive.
He's a training officer.
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely part of the hierarchy of exorcism. He says, I'm convinced that the way this gender thing has spread is demonic, he said. It's false. I don't even know how many genders there are supposed to be now, but there are only two that God made. That makes sense, Jess. That makes perfect logical sense. There's no confusion with that statement, Jess. God made two genders, okay?
Eddie, the Bible is binary. Adam and Eve. Don't go beyond that.
Yeah.
The life is binary. Jess Romero, Anita Romero, Eddie Chavez, Judy Chavez. That's just the way it is. It's as common sense, natural law, and biblical revelation. Okay. So on two fronts, Eddie, we're binary. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, Jess. And that's very simple, very to the point. And that's how we know it's from God. Because you know what, Jess? The reality is, there is no confusion, like 1 Corinthians 14. There's no confusion. If God's involved,
yeah,
it's very simple.
Eddie, and think about Noah's Ark. I mean, they were getting like, 50 different genders of lions.
Right.
They got Mr. Lion and Mrs. Lion. Get in the Ark so you could continue to procreate the Lion Kingdom.
Jess, real quick, we have a call that I know she wanted to call. So let's go to the phone lines. Lucy Lopez, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to both of you.
Great morning,
by the way.
Thank you.
And a quick shout out to my buds on the chat, on YouTube chat, to Beth and Elizabeth and Michelle and everybody out there. But I'm calling because I have a question. I've heard of this name before, but it was always related to witchcraft. And a prayer was sent to me this morning. And it's to Saint Alejo. And when I Googled him, it says Saint Alexis, or I'm not sure, but I'm calling you guys to find out if this saint is indeed related to witchcraft or if he's a legitimate saint in the Catholic Church.
Okay, I'm taking a look at it right now because I've never heard of Saint Alejo. Never heard of him. It says here, here's a reference, the Saint Alejo or Saint Alex, the ritual of the prayer is accompanied by the burning of the San Alejo 7-day saint candle. I've never heard of that. So right away, my suspicion is raised here. What else does it say here on the internet? It says, the veneration of San Alejo originated in Syria, moved to Rome, and later to the New World. Mexican Catholics in particular offer prayer to San Alejo. What else am I reading here? It says prayer to, Saint Alex. You know what? I will look into this. I've never heard of this saint. He may be actually a saint from Syria. But I'll make sure that I get you a good response by the end of the show. So during the break, I'll do some research on it. Even if I have to call an exorcist, I'll find out what this Saint Alejo is all about. But Eddie, you have any comments?
Thank you so
much.
You
know what, Lucy? One of the things that I know is that some of the saints that had been part of the occult were converted and came over. This may be where there's a little confusion on this, but we'll straighten it out and get you an answer, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And you guys, again, you're great.
Thank
Keep
you.
Doing the job that you guys are doing. You're just amazing. I can't say enough.
God
thank
bless you.
Jesus. Whatever good we do, it comes from God. We thank him for it. We're just trying to put out good information to help the body of Christ.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. I'll look it up for you. I'll call you. Dan Schneider during the break.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bet.
Eddie, go ahead about Monsignor Essef.
So Monsignor Essef, where are we here? He says this. He says, the devil is going after children by confusing gender. Jess, we said that before. He said, when a child is born, what is the first things we say about the child? Is it a boy or is it a girl? That is the most natural thing in the world to say. But to say that there's no difference is satanic. Okay. There we have it. Just this is something that cannot be explained as a misunderstanding. This is from the devil. Monsignor Essef explained, people behind this are influencing children to disorder. This is huge, Jess. This is definitely satanic. There is a mind, right. A mind behind it, an organized mindset. So yes, there's a demonic mindset. There's a huge undertaking when a whole group of people like we have now in today's society start believing in something that's bad. We know that there's some evil, reason for it. The devil is a liar, and there are huge lies being told. Monsignor Essef says, this is being done for money, and there's divisiveness that comes from this. Marks of the devil. So yeah, there's always pride. There's always personal gain that is in this, like the amount of money that Celine Dion was asking for. The New Age merger. That's all part of what we could say are characteristics of evil of the devil.
Eddie, Monsignor Essef also says that satanic attacks at this time have become bolder. He's right. Look what's happening in the Roman Colosseum right now. They have a huge statue of a demon god, Moloch, in the entrance, kind of as an exhibition as people are entering the Roman Colosseum. And it's going to be there for several weeks, right before the start of Lent, I believe. But, when have we ever seen a statue of a demon god put somewhere in public as a public display? Like Monsignor Essef said, the satanic attacks are becoming bolder. Now we have a star like Celine Dion coming out with a satanic occult clothing line for kids. Are you kidding me? Eddie.
This is terrible. This is terrible, Jess. I'm going to let you work on the saint question. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with the final segment. Jesus 911, stay with us.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Jesse Romero. Join me on a pilgrimage of faith and discovery to Poland for the 100th year anniversary of the birth of St. John Paul II in May of 2020. Together we'll experience the faith, beauty, and culture of Poland and become imbibed with the spirit of John Paul II. We'll visit the town of Wadowice, where John Paul was born, and the city of Krakow, where he was ordained and later became bishop. We'll also travel to Jasna Góra and visit Our Lady of Częstochowa, and we'll have a chance to venerate the original image of the merciful Jesus at St. Faustina's convent and the city that St. Maximilian Kolbe built for the Immaculata. Finally, we'll pay a visit to Auschwitz, where St. Maximilian Kolbe was martyred. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to worship and discover your own faith at places where St. John Paul II grew in his own love for our Lord. For more information or how to join this pilgrimage, visit my website at jesseromero.com.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Now, back to Jesus 911. If this call is not an emergency, dial 888-526-2151.
Welcome back to Jesus 911. Eddie Chavez and Jess Romero here. We are giving you the last segment we're going to talk about, which is Vatican.
Eddie, go ahead, Jess. Let me jump in real quick on the San Alejo.
Yes.
I'm doing a quick search. Yeah, Eddie, this seems to be very occultic.
Okay.
There's a website. It's called La Magia, Los Espíritus y las Oraciones, the magic shop, the spirits and prayers. And this is one of those chain type prayers.
Yes.
Where it says, you get a candle. It says the prayer to St. Alex prayer, which this is not Catholic. Okay. I've never heard of St. Alex. I may be wrong, but it says the prayer to St. Alex prayer is to remove unwanted people from your life. So apparently he's a saint to move unwanted people or unwanted situations from your life. And then it gives you kind of a formula that you have to do, that you have to burn a candle for 7 to 9 days continuously. And there has to be a 3-candle combo. You need to light them one after another. And then you start these prayers to, again, it says, to remove unwanted people or unwanted situations from your life. I can tell you right now, I've got to call into Dan and Kyle. I can tell you right now, this is phony. Stay away from them. This is not Catholic. This is, once again, I'm looking at an occult website. La Magia, Los Espíritus y las Oraciones.
Yep.
I'm in a website where it's promoting spiritual bath, baño de hierbas para despojos. Spiritual oil, aceites espirituales. It's in this occult website where this prayer is found, and it's got the ritual of what to do with it. Stay away from the St. Alejo prayer. It's not Catholic. And here's just, again, this is the syncretism at its finest.
Yeah.
They use Catholic imagery, Catholic candles, maybe the Catholic title of a saint, even Catholic language to try to fool Catholics to start saying these prayers. But what you're doing actually is you're involved in a superstitious magical mantra, even though some of the words may be consistent with Christianity by this, do this for 9 days, do it in this order, light this candle in this order. This is not Catholic. This is, again, the occult infiltrating the Catholic faith. So, but I'll give you further details when I get a call from some of the experts. But right off the top of my head, I'll say stay away from it. It's not Catholic.
Yeah, magical incantations never work in Catholicism, Jess. That's how we know.
It's a magical incantation.
Yeah. And
if you do this so many days, the unwanted people and unwanted situations are going to leave you.
And I think that our caller, Lucy Lopez, had an inclination, Jess, that there was something wrong with this. That's why she called. So God bless you, and thanks for letting everybody else know about it, because there's probably hundreds of saints like this, just so-called saints, that people have a devotion to or have heard about that might help in these situations. That's not of the faith, and so that's what we're here to do. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Yeah, Eddie. For example, that whole you got these chain letters that you find in the back of Catholic churches all the time. Every time I see them, I throw them away.
Yes.
You'll find Novena to St. Jude Thaddeus. Say this 9 days, light a candle, do this, do that, and the other, and whatever you ask for is going to come through after 9 days. That's called a chain letter.
Yeah.
That's superstitious. The Catholic Church denounces chain letters, and the Catholic Church calls this the sin of superstition. We don't pray superstitiously. We pray in faith. And so the San Alejo prayer would fall under the sin of superstition. Okay, you say this 9 days. You light these candles in this order to do this. and those and the bad people in your life, they're going to be gone.
Yeah, just I remember being in on a search warrant down by MacArthur Park several times when you go behind the counter of the Botanica and there's a little candle burning and they're on the sixth day or so and they're waiting for something good to happen. There's often handcuffs in a little bowl that's with water in it. Let me tell you something, that's all evil from the evil one, and we stay away from it. And I used to throw holy water on those things when nobody was looking. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the next topic we have here is Vatican is obvious, is apparently training more priests while exorcism requests are on the rise. And so, Jess, what we want to talk about here is what the Catholic diocese says about the signs of possession. You want to go in on those?
Yeah, from Brookville, Indiana. This is an interview with Father Vincent Lambert. He's very open. You know, usually, I'll be honest. Usually most exorcists are quiet and they don't want anybody to know that they're the diocesan exorcist. Why is that? The reason is because Father Amorth writes in his book, one of the three books, he says, is because witches and Satanists and occultists are always trying to find out who the diocesan exorcist is so they can get a picture of him, because it's easy. You go on the internet, you can get a picture of anybody. Then they start doing hexes and curses and start, you know, doing voodoo on the picture of the exorcist. And a lot of exorcists, again, this is just harassment and retaliation that they don't need. This is why most of them don't put their name out. They don't like to be outed. Now, that's because a lot of Catholics are always wondering, how come we don't know? How come he's not like in the parish bulletin every week, you know? Because he doesn't want to be retaliated. He's already being retaliated against during the sessions. He doesn't want this to be open. But this priest apparently doesn't care.
He doesn't mind, Justin.
Now, Father Vincent Lambert, he's all over the place. He's doing interviews. I've interviewed him before. We're going to get him back on. Here's what he says. He was asked about the four main signs of demonic possession. He says, quote, four bullets. Number one, speaking languages otherwise unknown to the person. Two, demonstrating strength beyond the normal capacity of the person. Three, elevated perception and having knowledge about things they shouldn't know. Four, resisting anything sacred. Okay, Father Vincent Lambert, he's from Brookville, a diocese of the state of Indiana. And he said that the final sign could cause a person to become violent and show manifestations. He says manifestations are anything from eyes turning black, eyes rolling in the back of their head, foaming at the mouth, or bodily contortions. Father Lambert is a priest, but also trains as an exorcist, and he's been a priest for 14 years before he was appointed in 2005 to be the exorcist by the Diocese of Indianapolis. Eddie, what else does he have to say?
He says, I tell people I got the job because I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, Father Lambert says. And you know, I understand that, just because then you always have to be aware of what's going on around you. You know, a parish priest that's not involved in this ministry can go about his daily business and focus on what he has to focus on. But when you're an exorcist, just you always have to be aware of the enemy. And that's what he's talking about here. He trained in Rome for 3 months with the Franciscan priest, participating in 40 exorcisms. Father Lambert said he is seeing an increase in people wanting to get exorcisms, as well as seeing an increase in priests being trained by the Vatican. Now, that's a good thing. He says, as faith is in decline, there may be more people who open themselves up to the reality of evil. So just what he means by that is that as people begin to believe it less and less in Catholic things, in Catholic dogma and Catholic doctrine, that the more they open themselves up to a door that can potentially allow demons to come in. And that's why people believe they're possessed, and that's why they're coming to the church.
That's right. Eddie, let me just take a little turn here and just mention, Rich texted me something very good, our high information engineer, and he said, it appears the occultists have replaced a genuine saint. And that's Rich is spot on. Watch out, because the devil tries to imitate God, or St. Augustine says the devil tries to ape God. And so watch out for all these cheap imitations. Santa Muerte, that's not a saint. That comes from Satan, okay? Jesus Malverde, that's another. He's the patron saint of drug traffickers, okay? This is, again, another occultic non-saint, fake saint that's been given to us by the Mexican cartel, Jesus Malverde. And now we have San Alejo. Okay, so now we learned about a third one. So the devil's always trying to prop up these phony saints, and he'll use the name ST right before saint to confuse Catholics to start praying with them. Don't be confused. This is a diabolical cheap imitation. That's all I have to say about that. Thanks, Rich. Eddie, continue.
Just Father Lambert says, exorcists are trained to be skeptics. I should be the last one to believe that a person is up against the forces of evil, he says. He says, also, if the person has an obsession with the topic of evil. And so, Jess, I know that you realize this. I realize this, too. During the time when people are being liberated, they're being released from their oppression, they have this belief that they're called to be part of an exorcist team. They believe that they should be one of the people expelling. A lot of times, just these people have dreams that they're expelling and casting out demons. This is an item of confusion for them because they have to be liberated before they could be on any kind of team or be even on the right team.
They see themselves as Catholic Avengers.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
And by the way, being possessed doesn't make you qualified to be a Catholic Avenger. It just means God saying, get your act together, live in a state of grace, because you just got a foretaste of hell.
Yes.
And if you keep it up, that's where you're going to end up at. So live in a state of grace and be holy and evangelize. Okay, period. Father says here, if one is truly possessed and somebody does an exorcism, perhaps well-intentioned, but you're not willing to see it all the way through, then you can take a situation that's pretty bad and you can make it even worse, Father Lambert said. This is why, Eddie, the Liber Christo model works so well, because it's a medical model.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you feel bad, come and see Father. He'll pray for you. Oh, I feel good. Okay. 3 months later, oh, I feel bad. Can I see Father? Yeah, you can see him. Okay, we'll set up a date. Father prays over you, exorcism prayers. Oh, I feel good. Okay, I'll see you later. And it's a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Because there's no medical protocol. The Liber Christo model that Dan Kyle and Father Ripperger have come up with, it's basically a medical protocol. It treats the possessed person like a patient.
Yeah.
Their structure. The Liber Christo model, they want to first properly order the possessed person's intellect by catechesis and their thoughts by good catechesis. The strong catechesis and the strong prayer life now orders their behavior. Now it becomes easy to drive out the demon because once the possessed person is fully engaged with their intellect and their will, 90% of the exorcism is done by the victim. 10% depends on the priest. And remember what Kyle and Dan always say in Father Ripperger.
Yep.
The demon enters through sin and remains through heresy.
That's a huge statement, Jess. A huge statement there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us today, Jesus 911. I think we gave you some good topics to mull over the weekend. Stay tuned also for Gary Machuda, Hands-On Apologetics. And Jess, Quis ut Deus, that's our war cry. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.
For us.
All right.
See you guys on Monday. Same Christ time, same Christ channel. Listen to Gary, Catholic Dojo, Catholic Sensei. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Viva Cristo Rey.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin most powerful radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.